stories at townhall.com.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, Dre. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
There we go. That's about the fourth time I've done that. I've actually... I can't believe I do that.
I'm trying to see what you're trying to get my attention for.
The producer is pointing.
And you thought he was pointing at me.
I thought he was pointing at the door.
Okay.
What he's trying to tell me is put the mic in front of your face, you idiot.
No, he would never call you an idiot, Karen.
I'm calling me the idiot. No. Oh, my God. That is the fourth time.
Don't be hard on yourself. This just shows
you
how real and how human you are.
I get so preoccupied. I am so used to yapping, as those who know me can attest. Right, John? I do talk a lot. And so the fact that I need the microphone in front of my face is still, after a year, it's still strange to me. Anyway, thank you, Brian, for trying to save me. Happy Thursday, everybody.
It's an indication that this is just a casual conversation among friends.
You know what?
You don't really realize that anyone else is listening to us, so we just all sit here
Sitting here talking for the last 10 minutes trying to get rid of everything. Anyway, believe it or not, you're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, and there are days I wonder why, but this might be one of them. Joining me today in the studio, besides that wonderful producer over there, Brian, who tried to save my backside.
He's actually in a different studio.
He is.
But we can
see
him.
He's next door, but I can see him through the glass, and he's waving to everyone.
Right.
And we've got in this very studio, we've got Roger Henderson from WBOB, Mr. Velvet Voice. Hey.
Hello, how are you?
The one who laughs so hard at me.
It was just funny today, because you were trying to get my attention as if I'd done something wrong.
No, I was pointing at the door.
Anyway. Yeah. That was funny.
And the secretary of the Duval GOP, Mr. John Kraft.
And I'm sitting here nursing where I bit my lower lip.
I love it.
Moving right along.
Yeah. Anyway, we're happy to have you with us. We get 1 hour a week to talk about things, all things politics, and to cover things here in Duval County. And we are thrilled for the opportunity. We are on WBOB, that's AM 600, FM 101.1, and we are open. The phone lines are open, so if you want to join in the conversation or you have questions or anything, the number is 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. So you can listen in or call in and join in. One of the first things that we wanted to talk about today was something that's kind of cool that's going on. Just coming up in just a few minutes. I think most people listening are aware of the incident we had with two of our city council people a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
After a series of indictments, they were suspended from the city council. Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown suspended from their positions on city council, which left two vacancies. And those vacancies... or to be filled by appointment from by the governor. The governor has done so this week. He appointed two people for District 8, replacing Katrina Brown. He appointed Jacoby Pittman. Now, Jacoby Pittman is not the Republican, but she is the CEO and president of the Clara White Mission.
Retired U.S. Marine Corps officer,
yes,
from what I understand.
Yes, indeed, she is.
And has really done a good job at the Clara White Mission.
She has indeed. And you know, I know Jacoby. As a matter of fact, we crossed paths a couple of weeks ago for lunch, and it was nice. Very, very nice lady, and we certainly do congratulate her. She did get the appointment for District 8. But in District 10, the governor appointed a Republican, Mr. Terrence Freeman. And Terrence is well-known within Republican circles. He is a member of the Republican Executive Committee here in Duval County.
He's run for the state legislature.
Yes, indeed.
And very, very actively involved, I understand, in the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce.
Mm.
So he understands business.
He's involved in the Chamber of Commerce. Actually, he's not really all that involved. He actually worked there for a year.
Okay.
He was kind of trying to break into show business, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, he wanted to get into politics, and his background was teaching, education, coaching. He actually was a professional baseball player at one time,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to kind of learn the ropes. And somebody he knew said, "Well, I think I can get you a job," and he got him a job at the chamber, and he stayed for a year.
All right.
So, but he's a good guy.
Let me give you a little background story to that.
Yeah, please do.
I met Terrence a couple of 3 years ago, and I thought, hey, this is a nice guy. He's really got a good head on his shoulders. He's devoted to his wife and kids and everything else. And so I told everyone that I knew, I like Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
During the Terrence's campaign and running for the seat,
mm-hmm.
he and I happened to spend the day together sitting on the tailgate of my truck at one of the polling stations, and he was passing out literature.
I remember that.
And after it was all over and done with, I said, before this campaign started, I liked Terrence. After spending a day with him and personally talking with him and really getting some insight into his character, deep character, mm-hmm. I really like Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of as much of Terrence as I could of anybody in this town.
Yeah.
He is that is first-rate quality individual right
totally
there.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. When Terrence ran for the state representative, I think District 12, he actually was, there were seven people on the primary ballot for Republicans. And we had quite a race.
Mm-hmm.
We had a debate, and I think five of the seven mm-hmm. were there for the debate. Very, very competitive race. And he came in second to Clay Yarbrough, who then went ahead and took the general election. But he's a great kid. I shouldn't call him a kid. He's married and got four daughters, so yeah, the last thing I should call him. He's a great young man, and he's got a lot of promise. He's got a lot of heart. He is, I think he's going to do really, really well in his city council seat, and I think the people of District 10 are going to enjoy working with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that once they see, you know, somebody said, well, are you kidding me? You know, you're going to put a Republican in that district. But, you know, Darren said something that was exactly right. He goes, you know what? When you talk to citizens, when you talk to constituents in their district, that pothole or that light that's out or that street that needs repaired,
mm-hmm.
those aren't Republican potholes or Democrat potholes. They're just potholes, and somebody needs to do something about it before your tires get ruined. That's what he's there for, and you know, the party should not make the difference. And I think people are going to be very, very happy with him because he is truly a good-hearted individual.
Grew up in a home, I believe, he said his dad was a Baptist minister?
Yes, daddy was a Baptist minister, and brother is as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's, like I said, he's a good man. And we're very excited because originally we were going to have Terrence Freeman on the radio show with us this afternoon, and along with another Republican, Randy White, who will be joining the city council very soon to fill a vacancy for Doyle Carter. And they were both scheduled, And then all of a sudden, I got a call saying, hey, Terrence is going to be sworn in tomorrow at 3. And there's no way that he's going to make it with his family and his wife and his 4 kids and everybody. There's no way he's going to get to City Hall and be even slightly composed to be sworn into the City Council if he's at the studio doing a radio show.
Right.
So we will have both of those people with us next Thursday, Terrence Freeman and Randy Waite. So tune in for that next week. They will be here. But we want to just really, 3 o'clock, I will not be able to be there. I'm sitting here in the radio studio, and I wish I could be. But I know a lot of people from the Republican Party are planning on being at City Hall this afternoon at 3 o'clock to congratulate Terrence and to see him take that position along with Jacoby. And very best wishes to them both. Mega, mega congratulations to Terrence Freeman. I think it's going to be two good additions to City Council, and couldn't be more pleased with the appointments that were done. So.
All right, wonderful. So swearing in today, right?
Swearing in today, okay. At 3 o'clock. Okay. So if you're in your car and you got absolutely nothing else to do and you can like veer over to downtown and get to City Hall by 3 o'clock, you can be there for this for the swearing in for the installation.
Yeah, take photos. Put them on your Facebook.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am hoping that somebody over there from the REC will send a couple of photos over. So if you're listening, take pictures. But I wish I could be there, you know, just the way it works, just the way it works.
What is the cost of parking downtown now?
You know, cost of parking is ridiculous, but finding a meter, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
But
that's part of the problem with respect to, which is I'm taking a little tangent here,
yeah, that's good.
You know, the revitalization of the downtown area. You know, people can't park easily or have to pay extra to park or have to go through hoops.
It is definitely a problem.
So. But, you know, that's the case pretty much with every city, though.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I guess Jacksonville people don't want to pay to park or look for a parking spot.
But people in Jacksonville, I don't know that it's necessarily here, but people have a tendency to have a short fuse when it comes to trying to find a spot.
Well, here's another thing, too. That we have a lot of people working in downtown areas around the country. I guess they do in Jacksonville as well. So they're automatically, their parking is kind of covered there. Or they've got a very comprehensive public transportation system, and they park near where they are, and then they catch the train into where they live, where our train system only covers the downtown area for the most part.
Right. I do want to mention, though, if you are downtown because of city business, if you are there for a city council function of one kind or another, or a committee meeting, you don't have to worry about parking. All you have to do is park in the ramp at Duval and Main Street. And just walk up that one block to City Hall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is
when you get to City Hall.
Even spectators.
Absolutely, okay. Spectators. When you get to City Hall, if you're there for a regular city council meeting, they actually set up a little table where you can get a parking pass for that garage. And if they're not set up at downstairs in the rotunda, then you can go up to the city council chambers, and the secretary there will give you a pass for parking.
Mm.
So if you're there for an official city council function, you can absolutely get that. Marty, I know that you are on the line, and I apologize for not getting to you kind of in the middle of this conversation, but if you can hold on for me, we've got just about a half a minute to a break, and when we come back from break, I'll pick you up. So stay tuned, Marty. Don't go away. But yeah, and this is that parking situation. I'm glad you did bring it up, because a lot of times people don't go to functions for city council. They don't go They don't go sit in the city council sessions themselves. They don't go to committee meetings because one of the reasons is, you know, it's such a hassle to find a parking place and worried about having to go out and plug the meter or something like that. You don't have to do that. If you're there for official business, you can get your parking paid for. So it's important to know if you haven't done it before. You know, keep that information in back of your mind.
To Duval and Main Street, right?
Duval and Main Street, right there on the corner. All right, we're coming up on that break. So if you guys will stay tuned, we'll get to Marty as soon as we come back. See you soon.
make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had the number one hit that year, All Shook Up. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Five got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And this month, Boger Shoes is featuring the Birkenstock Giza, a proven classic with signature support and an anatomically shaped cord latex footbed. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton. With me today is Roger Henderson and John Croft. And I have the mic in front
and
of me.
And
right
Marty.
From the start.
Haven't heard from Marty in a while.
Know,
where's he been
Marty,
hiding?
I don't know, but he's been, I don't know if he's been on vacation or if he's just too, it's been too hot in St. Augustine to call.
We're
I don't
not
know.
Even, he's not even friended me on Facebook yet. I don't know what the
really?
Problem is. Yeah.
Marty,
I'm
you
hurt.
There?
Good morning. How about Roger? You know what it is? I just feel crummy in the morning lately. I don't feel like talking to it. I want to say before I start my message, Karen.
Yes, sir.
That I firmly believe that Roger is just about on every program, daytime program, WBOB. He's
yep.
either the owner of the station or he's a reincarnation of Alexander Pantanakis.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, for being on the air all the time, I want to apologize to everyone.
We love having on, him here.
Roger, I was going to say this on the Ed Show, but lately he's been talking about stuff that I'm getting disgusted about the national stuff every day about the invaders, commonly known as the immigrants. The invaders. My wife is from Scotland, Roger. She came here legally in 65. She became a citizen about 2 years ago. Yep. Karen, you remember there was a French playwright, Gertie Stein?
Vaguely.
She's the one who said a rose by any other name is a rose, right? An invader by any other name is an invader. And I'm getting tired of people changing the story. I carry a towel when I listen to a radio, TV, about the plight of kids who are here illegally being separated from their parents who are here illegally. I go through so many towels because I'm crying all the time. So let me, Roger, you're pretty good. I want to throw this at you. Do you remember what when the mafia was in existence? Do you remember what the common name for the mafia was?
Before my time, but as a student of history, I would probably say the mob.
No, the Cosa Nostra.
Never heard of it before.
Cosa Nostra.
And you know what Cosa Nostra means?
No.
Bad guys.
Cosa Nostra. Okay, Mussolini called the Mediterranean Mare Nostrum, which means our sea. And Cosa Nostra is affectionately the mob saying that this is our thing. Well, as you know, Gotti went to prison years ago, died in prison. He's been replaced by the modern mob. And I want to say people like Reggie Brown and Corrine Brown, and somebody might say, well, you don't like them just because they're brown. Ha, ha, ha. The last name? I don't like crooks. I worked for 20 years as a cop and never took a bribe and lived within... I started at $9,500 a year in 1970, and I always lived within my means. So I hate to hear about crooks who are ripping off the system, and they keep on... Every time they get caught, it's always the government, it's Trump, it's this, it's that. So I want to affectionately say that with these people like Corrine Brown and the other crooks, I call them the modern Cosa Nostra. And as far as somebody out there playing devil's adjective, which is Southern for devil's advocate, okay? Jeez. And somebody is saying, well, wait a minute, they haven't been convicted yet. Well, there's a gang called MS-13, which comes from El Salvador, and they've done a lot of murders on Long Island. And as everybody who's in law enforcement knows, it's not against the law until you get caught. So theoretically, all of these gangsters and murderers, if they haven't been caught yet, they're innocent. So I guess that these crooks down here in the Jacksonville Cosa Nostra are innocent until proven guilty.
Gee, I thought you were going to go for the D.C. round. I thought you were going to go if they're not guilty until proven, then isn't that what's going on with Washington, D.C. and all of the cover-ups with the FBI and the CIA and the Clinton campaign and the foundation?
Under the sob sisters in this country, they say you're not guilty until you are proven guilty. But that's correct. All of this stuff that's going on in Washington,
they just refuse to prove them guilty. They play around, talk around it until you think you're going to die. They've been talked to every possible angle, but they never decide to prove it.
How about when Corrine Brown was trying to get Jay Sekulow to help her by saying that the juror, and I've been on jury duty and I know how it works, the juror was getting a message from God, so Jay Sekulow steps in and says this is a religious matter.
I don't remember Jay stepping in. Did he?
Well, he was going to help.
From what I understand, Karen, the her defense attorneys cited case precedents that was argued by Jay Sekulow before the courts,
saying that
religious freedoms and religious convictions are allowed to be considered in jury deliberations.
Right. Okay, I follow you.
Roger, you, like myself, have a 20/20 IQ. Have you ever been on jury duty?
Yeah, a few times, yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been on here one time about 10 years ago, and when the judge charged us with what we're supposed to know, he didn't mention anything about, okay, you should consider a word of knowledge from God. He told us that you are not to find a person guilty if it goes against your religious beliefs. So I don't know what glue I love Jay Sekulow, but for him to even think of getting involved in this matter.
He wasn't involved in that at all.
He argued previously in a different case.
It was a totally unrelated case.
And then Corrine Brown.
I understand, but he was listening to what Corrine
Brown. No. His decision had been made years before.
Years previously, defense attorneys did research and then cited his case that he'd argued years before.
Okay. Right. Corrine Brown's attorney researched that opinion and brought it up in court. So, yeah.
I've been corrected, but I'm just saying that the crooks are getting pretty creative, and they're trying.
They're always creative.
They're always creative, and that's why as I hang up, I'm going to say that I crown these people or whatever as Jacksonville's Cosa Nostra.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate the call. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Rod Sullivan on. Rod Sullivan is an attorney here in town. He is one of those rare attorneys who has had the privilege of arguing a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And we will be right back after these messages.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. An FBI agent who sent anti-Trump texts is testifying before Congress. Peter Strzok helped lead FBI investigations into Hillary Clinton's email use and the possibility of collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. He was asked about a text message he wrote in August 2016 suggesting that Mr. Trump would be stopped from winning the White House. Strzok insisted his work has never been tainted by politics. The cost of filling up your car or truck is sharply higher than it was a year ago. The Labor Department says gas prices have jumped 24% in the past 12 months. President Trump has arrived in Great Britain for his first visit as president. He arrives amid NATO tensions, protests, and Brexit turmoil. Tomorrow, he meets with Prime Minister Theresa May. He will also have tea with Queen Elizabeth II. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. I want to encourage you to live your life with a vision for eternity. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we can get so caught up in this life that we lose focus on eternity, how real and vibrant life will be throughout eternity. Imagine yourself 10,000 years from now. Many of the things that now seem so important will then be of no value. We can live life now with a focus on eternity, envisioning what will really be important throughout all eternity.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old car buying blues, high dealer fees, annoying salespeople, and a difficult financing process? Dream Wheels offers a radically different car buying experience. We're a family-owned dealership without any of the same old car dealer dishonesty. We carry the finest like-new inventory, and our huge list of lenders offers us the best financing rate in the business for any type of credit. We get it done when everyone else can't. And remember, Dream Wheels equals dream payment. Come see us at 3955 St. Augustine Road. Call us at 574-9200. Or visit our website at dreamwheelsjacks.com. That's dreamwheelsjacks.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, joined by the secretary of the Duval GOP, John Kraft.
I'm here.
He's here. And our ever-present WBOB's own Roger Henderson.
No, I'm a registered Republican, but I try to be objective.
Are extremely objective. No, truly, you do a good job.
Maybe I ought to just switch to NPA. What do you think?
No! I will come across the table and tackle you.
When I get on hour 10 of my day, then I get a little silly, so forgive me, but yeah.
forgive me.
And this is why. Listen, this is why I kind of support open primaries, too. It allows
me. No. We're going to have to have a long conversation here. Okay. No. We are very honored this afternoon to have with us on the guest call-in line Mr. Rod Sullivan, and as I said before the break, attorney who has had the privilege of arguing a case before the U.S. Supreme Court, and he's calling in today because we wanted to talk about the appointment or the nomination that the president made for this U.S. Supreme Court with Judge Brett Kavanaugh. So, Rod, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being available today.
Well, thank you, Karen. I'm glad to be here.
You, I know you've been watching this whole nomination process carefully, closely. So what were your thoughts when you looked at the four finalists and he finally settled on Brett Kavanaugh? What were your initial thoughts with all of that?
Well, you know, first of all, I read the opinions of these candidates, and I had my own favorite, which was not Judge Kavanaugh. But there were none of them that I disliked. I was sort of a supporter of Judge Kethledge up in Michigan. But it wasn't like it was a slam dunk for any one of the four. They all had pros and cons, and I think that's where I came down. I mean, if you look at Judge Kavanaugh, he is an inside the Beltway baby. I mean, he went to Georgetown Prep, then he went to Yale, got his JD and bachelor's, then came back to D.C. and has worked in D.C. his entire life. So that, you know, that sometimes might cause you concern, but if you read his opinions, you wouldn't really detect any of that in the opinions that he's written.
And I think that's – thank you for bringing that up, because I think that's one of the issues. My own thoughts of that were, oh, my goodness, you know, he was born and bred right there in the middle of the Beltway, right inside the swamp. And what kind of effect – I mean, when literally you've lived there all your life, that's got to affect who you are and how you process things. So but his opinions that he's written doesn't seem to reflect that?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, if you took the labels off the opinions and you swapped them around, I'm not sure that you could even pick out which one was Judge Kavanaugh's and which was, for instance, Judge Kethledge.
Good.
But they're all constitutional conservatives. They are all people who have clerked for the Supreme Court. And so consequently, they tend to be textualists. They tend to believe that the Constitution means something, and they're going to try to adhere to that.
Isn't that a novel concept these days?
Yeah, it is. It's among many people, that's law professors and the like, that's considered a heresy, the idea that you would interpret the Constitution as it was written.
Yes.
But neither Judge Kavanaugh nor Judge Kethledge held to that position. They are both people who would interpret the Constitution as it was written.
Excellent. We've got. How difficult do you think it's going to be for him to get through the process with the Senate? I mean, do you think that's going to go relatively smoothly after all the drama has cleared?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he has 300 opinions out there, and the opinions are already being twisted, in my opinion, particularly when it comes to abortion. I mean, he's really had only one case that I can see that has sort of touched on the abortion issue. Mm-hmm. And his whole opinion in that case was that the immigration authorities needed to have 11 more days to find a sponsor for a young girl in custody, a minor in custody who wanted to get an abortion. 11 more days to find a sponsor who would make sure that she would come back after she got her abortion. Now, that's really not a pro-abortion or anti-abortion position. That's more of a common sense issue.
Right.
If you simply release this girl, a minor, out of custody, she's not coming back. I mean, she'll have her abortion and she won't come back. We know that's the case.
Right.
And his position was the government asked for 11 more days to find a sponsor. I think 11 more days is reasonable, and that doesn't really tip his hand at all one way or other on the question of abortion.
There would be a far, far stretch to try and, although I'm sure that that's exactly what they're doing, make that an abortion issue. My gosh.
There are already opinions out there, and there is a press release from the ACLU about how Judge Kavanaugh is anti-abortion, and we know it because he wanted to grant the government 11 days to find a minor, a sponsor, so she would return when she left custody. I mean, I think that's a stretch, but it's a stretch that's already been made.
Yeah, exactly. I think the abortion issue is obviously the thing that they've decided to drum up on the Democrat side, because they've got to cling to something. They've got to build something into high drama so that they can create the drama and the energy and the anger and whatever it is that they get people worked up to a frenzy to protest. But at the end of the day, that's just nonsensical. There's nothing there.
I don't think so either. Roe v. Wade is 45 years old now. Mm-hmm. There are only two nations in the world which don't have a right to abortion. That's the island of Malta and Vatican City.
Wow.
I think it's unreasonable to expect that these justices are going to overturn a 45-year-old decision, or that if they did, in the odd chance that they did, that the states would then bar abortions. I don't see it as something that's going to happen.
Exactly. It's become so much a part of the norm of society, I guess. It has been, our entire healthcare system, everything's built around it. So
Judge Barrett, who was one of the other three judges under consideration, wrote two law review articles in the last year really addressing this issue without ever saying how she felt about Roe v. Wade. And she said there are certain cases out there that are super precedents. They're a super precedent if they've been around for a long period of time, if they've gained general acceptance among the population, and if many other decisions and judges have relied upon those precedents. That sort of puts Roe v. Wade in that category of super precedent.
That makes sense. I mean, I see where you're coming from, because it has been used indeed to support probably thousands of other cases in lower courts all over the nation.
That's right, it has.
So, okay, well, I see where you're coming from. Personally, not thrilled about it, but legally, I can see where that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
In my discussions with some of my friends, I've always proposed the question to them whether they wanted to live with the rights enumerated in the Constitution as it stands today, or did they want that living Constitution concept where those rights may or may not be protected in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And almost to a person, they will say, let's let it stand as it is. And so then that goes back to say, okay, I want a judge that will interpret it precisely and concisely as it's written in the Constitution. Let's don't go this living document, because we can waver with our opinions over the next, if we survive another 100 years, with a constitution that sort of moves the goal lines occasionally.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I actually would parrot Justice Scalia. And what Justice Scalia said is that if you have a living constitution, it's an unlimited font of authority for the Supreme Court to exercise its own personal opinions in enacting law, as opposed to legal opinions. And that's what it's been used as in many respects. It's been used as a font for a judge to hold his finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing, and then decide that that's which way the law should go, and then impose the will of five people on a nation of 320 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's really not democracy. It may be a judocracy, a government by judges, but it's not a government by the people, and it's not a republic. It's not a government
right.
of representative government officials. So to get it back to the position where Congress makes laws, the judiciary interprets them, and the executive enforces them, really establishes a republican form of government that was initially intended by the founders.
Justice Scalia was a brilliant, brilliant man.
Yeah, he was. I had the chance to spend about 4 days with him, and you really can't underestimate the level of his brilliance. Testy at times, rapier wit. I mean, he was absolutely funny if you were on his side, and absolutely brutal if you were not, but you could not contest the fact that this was a brilliant individual.
That would have been that you're privileged to have spent that time with him. From what I understand,
I
it was it was quite a good thing for you. So we've got this whole process going through the Senate. Do you think then that because of all of the drama on the Democrat side, do you think it's going to be very super contentious, and you think it's going to take a long time, or do you think we're going to be able to get this through in any kind of a reasonable time frame?
Well, the Senate Republicans control the process and procedure. The goal of the Democrats is to delay
mm-hmm.
and complain as much as possible.
And, they're good at that.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see happening. And the real question is, can they peel off a Republican to vote against this judge? And nobody knows the answer to that. I mean, there are a number of judges out there who might be candidates to peel off and support or oppose the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any good basis for doing that. I mean, they would have to do it on maybe a gut feel or the way he answers a question. But in all these cases, all these decisions he's made, all these prior confirmation hearings, and all the writings that he's ever made, I have not seen a single thing that puts a chink in his armor as being an open-minded judge who's going to decide each question based upon the law.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Obviously, we have to get the confirmation through one way or the other. Hopefully, our Republican leadership will be able to do that without falling over themselves or tripping over their own good intentions. But I keep reading that there's a couple of Democrats in red states who are trying to kind of basically set the tone for their constituents so that when they do go ahead and vote for confirmation that it won't totally blow up. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I have. And if you're a Democrat running for re-election in the Senate in a state which President Trump won, I think that you vote against this candidate and sink his candidacy at your peril. I think there'd be a huge backlash. So if you're looking at the politics of it,
mm-hmm.
I would hate to be a Democrat running in a state that Trump won. That's including our state. I mean, I think
yeah.
Bill Nelson said he's going to vote against him no matter what he says.
I believe that's what he said. I think that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, and the idea that in a state that Trump won, that you're going to vote against his nominee no matter what he says, I think shows that you're closed-minded. You're not really there to advise and consent. You're there to toe the party line.
Exactly.
And that's not going to gain you any votes, I don't think, except for those 33% of the voters who are going to vote Democrat all the time.
Right, 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 exactly. Well, in all the polling that I've seen, even from your CBS and CNN and all, it still shows that the vast majority of people believe that this justice should be confirmed, and that we should indeed stick to a constitutional type of government where people should pay attention to the Constitution and not allow this living, breathing kind of document to take over. People want the republic. They want it back again. They want us to operate the way we were intended to operate. So
yeah. Yeah, and I think the reason the Democrats focus on the abortion issue is because they think they can drive a wedge between people and their belief in the Constitution.
Yeah.
But if that issue is not really out there, if the idea that Roe v. Wade is going to go away is really not plausible, mm-hmm. I don't think people are going to approve of a senator voting against this guy simply because he's appointed by President Trump.
Gotcha. Perfect. Rod, we're coming up on a break, but I want to tell you how much I appreciate your taking the time to call in with us today. You are always totally informed, totally up to date on what's going on with legal issues, and I thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Karen. It's my pleasure.
You take care. Have a great day. And for those of you listening in, we are going to be back after this break. We've got a couple of things we want to make sure that people are aware of, some events coming up in the next couple of days that you may want to be attending. So stay tuned for this. We will be back right after these messages.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
You're wearing the last stretch here of the inside track with the Duval GOP. And if you've got anything that you want to add to the conversation, we're at 904-222-8255. And you're welcome to give us a call. We just wanted to kind of spend a little bit of time letting you know about some of the events that are coming up where you can get out and meet people who are in office, meet people who are running for office, get to know them, because the one thing we harp on continually on this show is get to know your candidates. Mm-hmm. Find out who these people are. See them face to face. Ask them questions. And then make a decision on who you're going to support and who you're going to vote for.
That's provided you're registered to vote, which is something you should need to
well,
do, too.
Well, there you go. Ding, ding, ding on that one. Thank you. Yes. If you are not registered to vote, certainly if you're listening to this program, you can't wait to get registered as a Republican.
Are you allowed to register to people to vote, or how does
that
work?
Yeah, we can. Okay. We can. Anybody would want to come in, we can register you to vote. The easiest way to register to vote, because you have to be registered, by the way, if you want to vote in a primary, you must be registered for the party that you want to vote for.
So when you register to vote, tell them you would like to register as a...
When you register to vote, it's not a matter of telling. You got to write it on the form. You've got to say you're a Republican or a Democrat or no party. Mm-hmm. I think in this day and age, if you listen to this show and you're not registered, or you have family and friends and neighbors who are not registered, want you to go down and get them registered as a Republican.
But there are always people new to the area, so they may be registered in their former state. Maybe they moved here from New Jersey,
or they
moved here from Georgia or whatever, and you're now living in the Florida area,
right?
Then you need to register in the county in which you live.
Exactly. And you need to do that no later than July 30th in order to vote in the primary.
So we have basically weeks away.
Yes.
Before the deadline.
Yes.
Now, what would you say to people who are trying to avoid, and this is horrible to even think this in my view, but I don't want to judge anyone. They're trying to get out of jury duty. So
that is not dependent on your registration.
No,
thank you for
not.
Mentioning that.
If you have a driver's
license, you go.
You are eligible.
Right. Okay. So if you're trying to get out of jury duty, not registering to
take
vote.
The bus.
There you go.
That's the only way. John's passionate about that. Goodness gravy.
I love that one. Okay. But if you are not, if you're not registered, do it. The easiest way to get a registration form is to go to your local public library.
Okay.
There's libraries throughout the county in every community. Go into the library. They have voter registration forms there.
You have to have ID.
Fill it out. No, it'll ask you for your driver's license number.
Okay.
On that form. And if you don't have that driver's license number, then it'll ask you for the last four digits of your Social Security number. There's ways to, because they do vet. In the state of Florida, once you file for a registration, they do vet it against other records. So, but you can fill out your registration form at the library. You can turn it right back in to the library. The Supervisor of Elections office picks those up on a regular basis. So, but again, you have until July 30th to register for the primary.
Okay,
primary is coming up August 28th.
Now, John, very quickly, one last question for you. I know you're passionate about this.
Real quick,
would you say to people who don't want to have to stand in line with everybody on Election Day?
Early voting.
Early vote.
Now, one of the things that I've been questioned about before about early voting, when you go to vote in person, the signature that the person at the EVID station,
the machine,
electronic voter ID system,
right. The
signature that they are going to compare is the signature on your driver's license and the signature that you provide on the screen in front of them. They have no other information than that. So if you're going to send in an absentee ballot,
vote by mail,
Supervisor of Elections is going to compare the signature on that ballot envelope with the signature they have on file.
Right.
So if you are going to send by absentee, make sure your signature is updated.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if that means you have to file a new registration form, then do it. But get your signature updated.
Your signature changes every 10 years. Every time the way you sign your name changes.
Right,
but go ahead,
right, exactly. No, I just wanted to mention that the next Republican Executive Committee meeting is coming up this Monday on July 16th, 6 p.m. Here at the Salem Center. You can go to DuvalGOP.com to get the address and get the particulars. But at this particular meeting, anyone who is a registered Republican is welcome to attend. And we will have Ashley Moody, who is running for the state attorney general position. And we also will have Mr. Baxter Troutman, who is running for the commissioner of agriculture. So we've got two big statewide candidates who will be there on Monday evening. You're welcome to attend. Please remember that we are here every Thursday at 2 o'clock You can always get information on Duke.